Welcome back to Talkin' Baseball. Kerry Crowley with you, and it's my pleasure to welcome in our next guest. You've heard him on the KMBR airwaves before. He's the Phillies radio color analyst, Kevin Franzen. Franny, how are you today?
What's up, dude? Everything good?
Oh, everything's great out here. What's going on the East Coast? How's life treating you in Philadelphia?
Well, I mean, yeah, it's great out here. Yeah, we should be out there in San Francisco and watching from a gorgeous place from the radio booth there. But, you know, circumstances, they are what they are. So hopefully in the second half we will. But, you know, last night was one of those games where I think being, you know, at home, doing it off the monitor, just made it more infuriating. Mm-hmm. I think if you get the whole atmosphere and watching this whole thing, you know, it's a team that's our team is very flawed. We knew it going into the year, but when you go into a game off a monitor and you see that, it just, oh man, you have no idea. It just really, really infuriates you. It just makes you so mad. You just want to go right through. Last night was one of those nights you wanted to punch the TV screen. You're like, this sucks, right? So,
yes.
You know, look, it's a damn good Giants team. We know that. When you're 20 games over 500, you're doing everything right. You can't beat yourself. That's us. We've beaten ourselves so many times this year. It's why you're a 500 or a game below 500 in this game. So, you know, it is what it is.
It's been really interesting to see, though, this year. The Giants have played really clean defense, and the Phillies come into Oracle Park last night, and they were dropping the ball, making fundamental mistakes. You look up and down that Phillies roster, Kevin, and, you know, Bryce Harper, Reese Hoskins, there's a ton of sluggers in that lineup. And, you know, with Aaron Nola and Zach Wheeler pacing the pitching staff, I feel like there's still a better brand of baseball in the Phillies coming ahead this season.
You would think so. So, like, let's go defensively. No, I mean, they were the liability going into the year. Just didn't know it was going to be about catching the ball. This team doesn't catch the ball at all. What's interesting is you look at normal stats, right, like the errors. And going into the game last night, they were fourth in the National League in the least amount of errors. And you're going, okay, they've had like 9 changes on those. They've had balls. I mean, look, Lamont Wade Jr., the double that he hit, that's not a double. That is a routine ball that a first baseman catches. It's 91 off the bat. Mm-hmm. Right? I played third base. I played first base. 105 off the bat. Okay, maybe. You know, 91, that's playing catch. So that is the stuff that we have been, you know, seeing. It's fundamental mistakes. It's mental mistakes defensively. And they thought they were going to be able to overcome it with the offense based on last year. Last year's offense was unbelievable. I mean, you're talking about one of the top offenses in the NL. They basically ran it back with the same crew. Now you've had injuries, but so have everybody else. And this team, you know, more than anything, I look at the 7th, 8th, and 9th innings, and whether it's offensively or defensively or pitching wise, it's a team that struggled. And, you know, with Bryce and Reese and JT, you let's say all three of those guys, in the 3 years they've been together, they haven't been hot together for longer than maybe 6 games. Now they've had 2 guys go off at the same time, but never the 3 of them. And that's a hard thing to do when your best 3, you know, quote unquote, best 3 hitters aren't going well together at the same time. It's going to be a struggle. So I don't know. It's interesting to see how this is going to, you know, transpire moving forward, because there's certain times where you're going, oh, okay, it's going to click. But then the defensive lapses take over for the, you know, the offensive side. And then the pitching will be great. And then the offense will be like, you know, just, you know, and that's not a good thing.
Has to be infuriating for some of these pitchers, particularly Aaron Nola. I mean, this guy is a strike thrower. He's pitched to contact at times. He can strike you out. To me, he's always been someone I look forward to watching, and he had one of his best outings of the season the last time out. When Aaron Nola's at his best, what does that look like, Kevin?
Everything down. Mm-hmm. Late, you'll get rise with the fastball, but he's been under everything all year. His fastball, his 2 best starts this year were against the Cardinals and against the Yankees. Cardinals on April 8th, everything was at the knees. And you're talking about a guy that's a strike thrower, but if he's painting at the knees, they have no one, to be honest with you, I'm sorry, they have no chance. It's that good. But where he's been most of the year is middle of the plate. His curveball has been rolling a lot over the middle of the plate. His changeup has floated. He's been getting under his changeup quite a bit. So you're talking about thigh to belt to maybe even belly button high with the changeup all year. Those 2 starts, they were down. So last start against the Yankees, he was great. You know, he kept the fastball down, you know, elevated late when he needed to. Curveball was great as far as, you know, consistency, the sharp bite. But we haven't seen it back-to-back starts. So he was like, I want to say he was like 40% fastball, 35% curveball against the Yankees, and an only 18% changeup. And you talk about a guy that's, I don't know, like 35, 25, 25, you know, and then you get the rest of, you know, a cutter, or you might get a sinker here and there, but just his command down in the zone has not been there with the fastball. Everything bases for me with Aaron Nola off of his fastball. You know, you could talk about first time through the order. No, that's not it. The second time through the order. No, it's not it. It's not about who he's facing. It's about him. Mm-hmm. He's got to control what he can control, and that's ball down in the zone at the knees, working the corners. And that would be huge for Aaron Nola today.
Talking with Phillies radio analyst and former KNBR host, former Giants infielder Kevin Franzen here on Talkin' Baseball. Kevin, I want to ask you about a few of your former Giants teammates and Brandon Crawford. Watching him yesterday doing a pregame interview next to Jimmy Rollins, it is shocking to me that those two guys are the last three-time Gold Glove winners at the same position. They are completely different body types, and yet they're both remarkable defenders, remarkable players in their own right. What is it like to you to see those two guys stand next to each other, knowing that they were both some of the very best at what they've done for years?
Oh, man. Right now I'm looking at my arms. It gives me chills looking at both those guys. What Brandon Crawford's done, I've always told him that, and you know, being a Bay Area guy, coming up in the system, you know, making my debut in the first few years there, it's tough. It's not an easy thing to play at home. He's made it look so effortless. And it's not a jealousy thing. I am so proud of you for like, just, it's not easy because you have so much pride in the organization, right? So it's more or less, it's not the whole like, oh, my family's here and doing this. It's, you have pride for the organization more than anything, right? And so sometimes that will overtake things. And it did for me. It hasn't for him. Because why? Because he's Steady Eddie. I mean, it's what he is special. Jimmy and him defensively, number one, they catch the baseball. They throw two of the, like, they're like, to me, they're Pedro Feliz. They throw the absolute greatest four seam across the diamond. No, I swear to God.
Great Pedro Feliz reference. I love that.
No, but Petey was like the best because it was like straight four seam. You're like, dude, right here in the chest. And it's like, whack. Well, same thing goes with Jimmy, and the same thing goes with Brandon. Then you talk about the athleticism and doing it at two different sizes and everything. That's why, like, I will never say one is better than the other because they're two. The comparison takes away from each other, right? And to me, they're great and fantastic, and they're winning shortstops.
Yeah.
Jimmy Rollins, one of the greatest, if not, you know, like top two, three Phillies of all time. You're talking about a winning shortstop. What is Brandon Crawford? Beyond winning shortstop. When you've won multiple World Series and you've been the center, you know, piece of this whole thing and you've changed. And you've, you know, the biggest thing for me in the Giants' success is those top guys, right? You look at Buster and you look at Belt and you look at Brandon Crawford, and they've adjusted to the organization as far as the philosophies. And the organization as well has adjusted to them because they know that they have leaders. They know they have winners.
It's amazing to me to watch Brandon Crawford play right now. Mauricio Dubon the other day told me it's like watching a linebacker play shortstop the way he moves. He could come off the edge and rush the passer, and then you see Jimmy Rollins, who looks like he could go out and be a scat back.
Don't say that, though. Don't say that after Evan Longoria goes down, because like that was my same text to him.
Yeah.
I was like, you're a quarterback in high school? My ass.
But you look at Jimmy Rollins, like, he looks like he could be a scat back, like slot wide receiver now, too.
For sure. Oh, dude, he's in such good shape.
Yeah.
I was killing him last night because, you know, we get to see it on the monitor. And I'm like, dude, you're going to leave those gray sideburns? And he goes, it's a fade into the beard. I'm like, yeah. All right. You're getting old. But, yeah, no, it is. It's crazy to think how the you know, physical nature of that position, right, that you have to have. You have two guys that are completely different, built two different ways. But it's not only the linebacker, it's the grace that he plays with.
Yeah.
In Brandon Crawford. It's graceful. It's effortless. It's easy. That was J-Roll. J-Roll made everything look easy out there. You know, and you're looking at it probably, what, 40-pound difference?
Yeah.
You know, really, when you look at it, I mean, it's special.
It's stunning. Hey, one more for you before we let you go here, Franny. Buster Posey, I think it's cliche to ask if it surprises you what he's done this season, but how much have you just enjoyed watching him have this career renaissance from afar late in his career when a lot of people had kind of written him off as a power hitter?
Love it. I love it. I love it when guys that have been written off, you know, prove otherwise. And it's a guy that, like, look, last year did more wonders for him physically than anything. And then you look at the adjustments he's made at the plate. You're not going to take away the hand-eye coordination ever, right? So you get a guy that's healthy. You get a guy that's able to stay in his legs, a guy that doesn't have to add. I mean, for the last 2 years, all we've seen is him try to add to try to get more, you know, to get more pop out of things. And you're like, what happens when that – all the mechanics go out of the way. And so you got Buster with his hand-eye coordination. You got his legs underneath him. You got the bat path that's back because he's not adding anything. Everything's inside the baseball. He doesn't hook anything. I mean – it's rockets off the bat. He got bored last night against Velasquez because, you know, he goes 3-0, 3-1, and then he gets a 3-0 count in the second one. He's like, dude, I got a swing finally. He took 3-0 back. I was blown away. I was like, whoa, what is he doing? Unbelievable. But, yeah, no, it's, you know, obviously because Buster is so close with the fam and, you know, I'll text him, you know, throughout the year in general. It's fun to watch because he's so good. And my biggest thing, I was talking to Mike Kruko yesterday about it, and I turn on a game after ours, you know, the West Coast games, if Otani's playing or whatever. But I tend to go back to the Giants games because you know Buddy's there and you see him. And to be honest with you, when you look behind the plate, isn't there a calm? Mm-hmm. You see Buster doing his normal thing, you know, his fingers through his mask, look up towards the hitter. Look up. Okay, I got the fingers there. You're not going to hit this. Here you go. There's a confidence behind there. There's a leadership behind there that you have. I think that's one of my favorite parts about watching Buster.
Kevin, thank you so much for joining us today, sir. We always appreciate it, and best of luck the rest of the way on the Phillies radio broadcast, sir.
All right, dude. Good talking to you.
All right, Kevin Franzen, always appreciate his perspective. A lot more coming up next on Talkin' Baseball and the Giants pregame show. Kerry Crowley, Bill Lasky, Marty Lurie, KMBR 104.5, 680, the sports leader.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.